Hello, this is Simon.
Oh, hi. I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Lakeford Moving.
Yeah, this is Simon.
Oh, hi, Ivan. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Good.
Well, the reason for my call, so we're calling to speak with you about listing Lakeford Moving on the first page of Google for your keywords there in the area. And
yep.
It would be.
So you're from Google, sorry?
No. The company, again, is called Local Splash. So we're one of Google's partners. Google will never call you directly. It's always going to be a third party. So we're one of the Google partners that are assigned to your area today. So the reason you're getting this call today is they had one of those first page positions become available in your geographic area in the local listing section. So, well, you know when you do a search on Google, it'll show the map of the local area? It pops up in the middle of the page?
Yeah, I'm trying to open it up. Yeah, but we can explain more to me because, of course, like, just open stuff. I've been trying to deal with stuff on my own for the most part, but I'm still figuring out how everything kind of works. Like, it's pretty self-explanatory, but I'm pretty sure there's stuff you can tell me about that. Yeah, so, sorry to interrupt you again.
Oh, no, that's quite all right. No, I'm glad that you told me that. Okay, so, and you know when you do that search, it'll show the map of the local area, and then next to that map, there's a list of some of the companies that service within that area, and there are pages and pages of listings in there. The list goes on and on, right? And all of those companies have submitted themselves to Google, and they're all on Google somewhere. But on that first page, there's just a handful that'll fit in each area. So that's where we'd be listing you. And the benefit of that first page is just that 90% of the phone calls, they'll be divided amongst the guys on the first page. So that's why it's valuable. And again, the reason you're getting this call today is because they had one of those positions open up in that area. So once that open position fills there today, they block out a space for you. And then we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory, but they would have to be searching from within your service area in order to see you. So if the 97128 is home base for you, are you servicing like the whole Portland area, or how far are you typically traveling for the work?
So pretty much, since the moving company, like I can tell you like tomorrow or Wednesday, I'm traveling all the way down to Independence, California. But again, that's because just the customers from the Portland area. And pretty much we can service anywhere from like, I'll say 60 to 200 miles because if the price makes sense, we'll make an effort to bring people back to like, Oregon and surrounding, Portland surrounding areas. Like, I don't know how to best answer this question. Like, if someone is going from Portland to the coast or the coast through California or Arizona to Oregon, like, it really depends on the service. But for the most part, it's just, like, Portland area, Washington, yeah.
Okay,
you can
so you're
the answer
open.
To answer better.
Yeah, it sounds like pretty much it's going to be intrastate within the state or Washington, but you're open to long distance moves if you're going all the way to Southern California.
I mean, of course, right. If someone requests like just to go them and move them from, how can I explain it? If they're needing a move just on the coastline, like let's say Tillamook, they just need some house in Tillamook to another house in Pacific City. If they pay us enough, we'll do it. But for small moves like that, we'll just keep around, let's say 60 to 100 miles at radius. But we're also doing like interstate. Like I said, I'm going down to Independence, but it's just because the customer is moving from Portland, Beaverton.
Right. That's just where they happen to be going. Okay. Is it you and a crew or just you or like a partner?
Since it's like a round trip of like, I would say 1600 to 1800 miles round trip. the loading would be with a crew, but just the drive itself would be one person because it's long drives are usually taken by a driver, and they meet like help over there for unloading. But it really depends on customer preference because additional guy for 3 or 4 days really ups the price for them. So we try to give them the best deals possible.
Okay. And you're the sole owner there or is the company like a partnership?
No, I'm the sole owner at the moment. And I have a crew of like 6-7 guys.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. You have 6 or 7. How long have you been in business as Lakeford Moving?
To be honest, I just registered the company and we're pretty new. But we have a lot of experience. I personally work for one of the biggest companies in the area, all service moving. And most of the people I work with, they also come with 3 or 4 years of experience, even more. We're just been working for it. Yeah, so we saw some ways we can improve and provide better service. So it's pretty much been, again, since we've been getting jobs, maybe a month or so, but it's starting to pick up and it's not something that we kind of start from the zero because, you know, I worked there for a long time. The guys that I work there, they work for a long time. Trying to build a team, you know, right now, finding marketing people, back-end people. It's been pretty recent, but I think we're growing.
Yeah, it sounds like the timing is perfect. Do you have your own truck or are you renting the truck at this point?
At this point, I'm renting a truck. It's just because, again, I've worked for one of the biggest companies. They're, I don't know if you can see them, all service moving. They have maybe like 5 or 6 locations around the U.S. and they have like maybe like 4,000 reviews.
Uh-huh,
it's a great experience, but the overhead just, you got to be very careful with that at this point. They have mechanics for the truck. They have guys who just, you know, service the trucks, everything. So at this point, we rent our trucks.
Right. I have a friend who has a moving company. He does the same thing. He rents his truck. So I just wanted it's a great way to go when you're starting off. Okay, wonderful. And then for this position, Ivan, that they have available there today on that first page, it's just month-to-month pricing. There are no contracts or anything like that. And based on everything so far, there are no negative reviews anywhere online. And I know now that you're new, but with no negative reviews, that's something that they've looked for. So you meet the criteria that's required. Looks like the website is up and running, the lakefordmoving.com. So you meet all of the criteria. And overall, you see value in all of this being listed there at that moment. People are searching locally?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'll do then is pull up the pricing for that position that they have available there today. And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
Yeah. I just have one question though. I love all that. The thing is, since location wise, right now, it's not, I don't know if that will affect the listing because I'm not displaying my business address.
We're
in the process of getting like a warehouse or more like we're just starting. So we're pretty, you know, pretty new, still acquiring, accumulating revenue, cash, and there's a lot of upfront costs for everything. I like the idea you're offering. I'm just curious if not getting this business address shown on Google, is that going to like affect anything?
Good question. So with service-based businesses, if you don't have a brick-and-mortar location, they don't allow us to list the home address. So it would just show the service area, like you know how the circle comes up on the map?
Mm-hmm.
That shows a service area. So plumbers, heating and cooling contractors, roof repair, you know, all of those things, those types of companies that go out to do their work, we don't list their addresses. So it won't show your home address. It'll just show the area that you service. And the good news is if you're new in business, you can even qualify for the promotional rate that they have. It's a reduced rate just for our newer companies. So I'm grabbing Chris, he's my director for the Pacific Northwest, to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now. And so Ivan, being that they have that area open for programming today, if we could make Google affordable, that's not a bad idea, right? So list yourself there as a local option.
Yep.
Okay, let me grab that. Hang on here.
All right. Thank you, Tara. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chris.